local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
In all my years of living in Pensacola and Escambia County, I'm not sure I've encountered a better weather day than we have today.
Really?
March 27, 2024, 78 degrees, nary a cloud in the sky, very little breeze, no humidity. Blue Angels with their first practice of the 2024 season. I can't think of a better picturesque day than we currently have.
And the use of the word nary, I mean, even I'm just confuzzled by that.
Yes, I've been working on my vernacular. And
I see that.
I'm paying dividends. Welcome into the program. It's a Wednesday, so reaching the midway point of the week, and spring breakers are in town. Beach traffic is starting to pick up here.
So that's what
we
that
saw
is
beach traffic
on the map.
Maybe. I don't know. You tell me. You're looking at it. I'm not.
I'll tell you in 6 minutes.
Throughout the afternoon, we had backups on the Sykes Bridge and then the 3 Mile Bridge for a little bit there for the first time this calendar year, I would say. Definitely folks getting out and enjoying the weather, the outdoors, the Blue Angels. So what a day. What a day here in Pensacola. A lot to get to here. A very busy day for us. And we'll start with our full rundown with today's top three stories. If you'd like to interject, you can by text 850-437-1620. If you have a traffic tip, 850-262-6111. Starting with our top three stories, beginning in Baltimore, the death toll related to the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge could have been in the dozens if it weren't for the quick work of emergency workers, so says Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
By the time most Americans saw those images, first responders and rescuers had already been at work for hours to save lives. That quick work unquestionably made an enormous difference.
Now, 6 people are presumed dead. Crews were resuming recovery efforts today, and an investigation into the incident could take up to 2 years to complete. An appeals court is issuing a ruling keeping the Texas law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border.
The opinion itself kind of alluding to like the vagueness of the law itself and its implementation.
And in a 2-1 ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans denied the state of Texas' request to suspend a lower court order that found SB 4's legislation unconstitutional and to allow the state to enforce the law while the case plays out in court. Finally, the White House says a high-stakes meeting with Israeli leaders in Washington is being rescheduled now. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to go forward with a meeting on a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Israel canceled the delegation yesterday after the U.S. allowed the U.N. Security Council to adopt a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Those are today's top three stories as we continue on with our local headlines today. A busy time at the Port of Pensacola, just a month after Warehouse 4 Sports announced that they would launch the first phase of Portside Pickle.
Rob Fabbro and his team are starting construction on those outdoor courts, which is going to be the first phase. I think the latest as far as him being open is around the early July timeframe.
And that's from Port Director Clark Merritt. The first phase consists of 8 outdoor pickleball courts along with recreation and concession space. In addition, Merritt says that the new American Magic headquarters are currently in the engineering phase as the team remains in Barcelona for the America's Cup. The city intends on having their facility ready to go by the time they return early next year. Back in Santa Rosa County at the jail, Joseph Maldonado Passage.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Joe Exotic.
Yes, Tiger King. Back in the area for a federal court hearing today, Passage was first arrested back in 2018 in Gulf Breeze on charges related to a murder-for-hire plot against Carol Baskin. He's been serving a 22-year sentence at a federal prison in Oklahoma Exotic's latest court appearance is regarding a dispute over music that was featured in the Tiger King documentary on Netflix. So there you go. ECOA's material recycling facility had to shut down for a day earlier this month after a rechargeable battery somebody had put in their recycling caused a fire. ECOA Executive Director Bruce Woody says you're not supposed to put batteries into the recycling can.
We collect almost 40 pounds of batteries that come through that facility on a daily basis. Please do not put batteries, rechargeable ion lithium batteries and other types of kinds that you find in tools or laptop computers, children's toys, etc. Those are not recyclable through our facility.
Woody says you should take batteries to the Escambia County Hazardous Materials site at the Perdido landfill. There's no charge to take items to the site for county residents, although they do not accept items from businesses. Two women facing charges after allegedly beating a man and then stealing his truck. 18-year-old Brooklyn Brown and 37-year-old Tabitha Torrance were arrested on Monday in Escambia County. The victim told deputies the women were upset when they called his phone and another woman answered it. He said they punched and clawed at him, and Brown is accused of pulling a knife and threatening him. The pair were reportedly able to pull him from the truck, then took it and left. Some of it was caught on security camera. Both women are facing felony battery charges. Brown also charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. In an effort to receive federal funds through the Community Development Block Grant Program, a.k.a. CDBG, Escambia County's Board of Commissioners approved a mandatory resolution prohibiting the use of excessive force against nonviolent civil rights protesters last week. Sheriff Chip Simmons says he hadn't heard of the resolution or the vote to approve it.
I think it's insulting that it's even something that you have to do, because you would think that that was already done. You know, why would a Board of County Commissioners or Sheriff's Office or any law enforcement entity condone any excessive use of force? I mean, why would you do that?
Simmons says the Sheriff's Office has policies against excessive use of force and resolves to uphold that every day. The resolution is required of local jurisdictions that want to receive certain federal funding, and it was approved 3-0 last week during the Board of County Commissioner meeting. 4:15, Austin, how are you today? You enjoying the weather yourself?
Yeah, it was all right. I know that you're enjoying it, and I know that you're enjoying your thesaurus as well, which is splendid.
Nothing better than sitting outside on a nice day like today reading my thesaurus.
Oh, that's always lovely. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Speaking of Beverly Parkway, that's where we're going to start our traffic update here. Right before we went live, we did have a caller bring this to my attention. We do have an accident on Beverly Parkway if you're traveling eastbound. That's going to be if you're traveling towards Frontier Motors, so that's quite fitting. But yes, not a ton of congestion in that area, just a little bit in the immediate vicinity. Hopefully it won't hold you up for too long. But the same cannot be said for that beach traffic that Joe was touching on moments ago. Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach. If you are trying to get off of the bridge away from the beach, that is heavily backed up on both beaches there. Doesn't appear like it is going to lessen any time, particularly soon. And then the other main spot right now is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Nice weather rolls on into Thursday and Friday. Weak little cold front settles in. You'll notice some low temperatures dropping into the 40s Thursday and Friday morning, so get the jackets back out. High temperatures, though, Thursday, Friday, still warm up into the lower 70s. Quite a breeze out of the north as well with sunny skies. Early look at this weekend, also nice. A little bit warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s with a few clouds rolling in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
A couple of big updates in Florida today. A new law targeting squatters will take effect this summer as Governor DeSantis signed the bill in Orlando today.
You assume in America, if you purchase a home and own a residence, that that's your residence. That if you happen to maybe split time in Orlando and Michigan, that if you go to Michigan over the summer, people aren't going to be able to just move into your house and then claim squatters' rights.
Yeah, the measure will strip squatters of their rights, allowing tenants to immediately remove people living illegally on their property after they simply fill out a form and hand it to local police. It'll also create tougher penalties for anyone who presents a false lease or deed agreement. The law goes into effect in July.
And a federal judge is scheduled to hear arguments on Friday over a Florida law that restricts the use of pronouns in schools. A transgender Hillsborough County teacher and a non-binary educator who was fired by Florida Virtual School last year are trying to get the legislation blocked, calling it unconstitutional. A lawsuit has been filed against a measure that prevents school employees from using a pronoun they were not assigned at birth.
A settlement reached today between Disney and the DeSantis administration. Here's more from Tim Adkins.
DeSantis ordered the state to take over the district following the company's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. And after nearly 2 years of litigation, the two parties have reached an agreement. Jeff Vail, president of Walt Disney World Resorts, released a statement saying, in part, this agreement opens a new chapter of constructive engagement with the new leadership of the district and serves the interest of all parties. Disney had sued DeSantis and his appointees, claiming the company's free speech rights were violated for speaking out against the legislation. A federal judge dismissed that lawsuit in January. I'm Tim Adkins.
And AccuWeather is out with what it's calling an explosive prediction for the upcoming 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. A private weather forecasting company is predicting 20 to 25 named storms to form, including 8 to 12 hurricanes, 4 to 7 major hurricanes, and 4 to 6 direct U.S. impacts. Forecasters say areas that are at a higher than average risk of direct impacts include the Florida Panhandle, unfortunately, South Florida, the Texas coast, and the Carolinas.
Yeah, and although no one in Florida won the Mega Millions jackpot from last night, two tickets bought in Florida did match five of the six numbers drawn. The tickets worth $1 million each. They were sold at a Publix in Jacksonville and a gas station in Crawfordville.
Publix, the way to go for lottery.
That's what I keep saying, man. People ignore us. 420, we'll take a break. National news when we return on Pensacola right now.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Experience an Easter morning like no other. As the sun rises over the Pensacola Bay, be a part of the 12th annual Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoos Stadium. Filled with incredible worship and a powerful message, this is an iconic Easter tradition and is loved by thousands. Come again or join us for the very first time. Now it all starts Easter morning at 6:15 a.m. presented by Marcus Point Baptist Church. This Easter, celebrate the resurrection at a service you won't forget.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about bridge, barge, and ship safety with Clark Merritt. He is the director of the Port of Pensacola, especially after what happened yesterday with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the Port of Baltimore. Talked about the brand new God Bless the USA Trump Bible being produced in conjunction with Lee Greenwood. Also, the ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody joined us for a segment to talk about what the board did yesterday at their meeting and the city of Milton thinking about hiring an assistant city manager. All on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we did have a couple of spots of note in our last update, including an accident that happened on Beverly Parkway. That's just west of Frontier Motors. However, most, if not all, of the congestion in that area has seemingly died down. Outside of that, there's just some minor backups here and there on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis. Maybe a little bit on, Caroline Street here and there in Pace, nothing too severe. The main problems that you're going to see, though, is on the beaches. If you are trying to get off of Pensacola Beach heading towards Gulf Breeze over the bridge, or if you are trying to get off of Navarre Beach heading over the bridge towards Navarre Parkway, you are going to be heavily, heavily, heavily backed up in both areas there. And outside of that, the biggest one is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton.
Nice weather rolls on into Thursday and Friday. Weak little cold front settles in. You'll notice some low temperatures dropping into the 40s Thursday and Friday morning, so get the jackets back out. High temperatures, though, Thursday, Friday, still warm up into the lower 70s. Quite a breeze out of the north as well with sunny skies. Early look at this weekend, also nice. A little bit warmer, highs in the mid to upper 70s with a few clouds rolling in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
No complaints from me about everything that Joe just said right there.
It does sound pretty good, especially for the next couple days.
Yeah, and Easter weekend as well.
Oh, yeah.
National headlines, former President Trump welcoming RFK Jr.'s presidential bid. In a post on Truth Social, Trump called Kennedy the most radical left candidate in the race. Trump adds he believes RFK Jr. will take votes away from President Biden.
He may. House seat is flipping from red to blue. Democrat Maryland Lands beat Republican Teddy Powell in a special election for the Alabama District 10 House seat, which includes the Huntsville area. Lands won by more than a 60-40 margin.
Speaking of the Trump-Biden race, there is a new poll out. We are in poll season, of course. It shows that if the presidential election were held now, it would be too close to call. The Quinnipiac University survey shows President Biden with 48% support of voters and Donald Trump with 45% if the two went head-to-head, putting Biden's lead within the margin of error. When factoring in independent and Green Party candidates, though, Trump gets a 1% lead, making the race a toss-up.
Wow.
Yeah.
A growing number of Americans disapprove of Israel's military operations in Gaza. A new Gallup poll shows that 55% of those surveyed said they disapprove of the military action Israel has taken in Gaza. That's compared to 36% who approve and 9% with no opinion. That's a significant shift from November, when 50% of respondents said that they supported Israel's actions.
And the three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia in 2020 have made an appeals court appearance asking for their hate crime convictions to be overturned.
My Michaels and Brian stay where they need to be at, because ain't no other family deserve to go through what we are going through right now. is sickening. If you're not sick when you see this, it will make you sick. I've been sick ever since 2020.
Attorneys for Greg McMichael, Travis McMichael, and Roddy Bryan argue evidence of past racist behavior does not prove racial motivation in Arbery's killing. They also argue Arbery was killed on a private street and not a public street. They haven't made clear how that matters at all.
I guess if they're arguing that the street is their property, I mean, I don't know what they would possibly be dying on there, but whatever.
I don't know. Also, just seeing this as we do a quick recap of today's top three stories, the NTSB now says that it has recovered data from the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Crews did resume recovery efforts for the six people, construction workers that are presumed dead. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that if it wasn't for the quick work of emergency workers, the death toll could have been a lot higher. An appeals court issuing a ruling that keeps the Texas law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border. That was made in a 2-1 ruling by the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. And then, so today's Wednesday. So Monday, there was going to be an Israeli delegation coming over to Washington for discussions on the Israel-Hamas war. Yesterday, that was canceled, and now today it is back on. So says Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to move forward with a meeting on a potential military operation. Israel's reasoning for canceling the delegation was that the U.S. allowed the U.N. Security Council to adopt a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Up until this point, they had vetoed that. The U.S. explained yesterday that the reason we vetoed it is because the resolution did not condemn Hamas in that resolution. 4:30 right now, we'll take a break. A look at our sports news, health, business, and science, and pop culture entertainment. All still to come in 4:30, the bottom half hour of hour number one on Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A recovery effort is underway in Baltimore after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed early Tuesday when it was hit by a cargo ship. Six construction workers who were on the bridge are still missing and are now presumed dead. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Work is undergoing to recover their remains, and our thoughts and prayers are with their loved ones whose lives are never going to be the same.
Officials say the ship issued a May Day warning after it lost power and authorities stopped traffic on the bridge. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation making it easier to evict squatters or people who live in a home without any financial agreement with the owner.
All right, so here we go.
The bill allows police to immediately remove squatters who would be charged with a misdemeanor. If they do more than $1,000 in damage to the property, they could be charged with a felony. America's listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with your money now. Solid gains for U.S. stocks today with the S&P 500 earning a fresh closing high. That broad index rose 45 points on the day. The Dow Industrials soared 477 and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 83. Anticipating record demand for the year, Carnival today raised its annual profit forecast. The cruise company says it's seeing more and more people booking cruise vacations for the first time. Revenue for the first quarter was up a sharp 22% year over year, and it notes that bookings for the rest of 2024 are at all-time highs. Carnival shares today rose about 1%. They have nearly doubled, though, over the past 12 months. A years-long fight between Disney and the state of Florida is set to end after the two parties agreed to a settlement. In a morning meeting, members of the board of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, a body that governs the special tax district Disney World is located in, approved a settlement to end a legal dispute, though details of the agreement have not been released. That's your money now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. It looks like Dak Prescott won't get a long-term contract extension from the Cowboys this offseason. So Dak is in the final year of his deal and has a no-tag clause. So unless Jerry Jones finds a way to ink Dak to a new contract from now until next March, Dak will be a free agent in 2025. I think it's time for Dak to move on from the Cowboys, and he should have his eyes set on his next home being in Seattle, where he can throw the ball to DK Metcalf, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Tyler Lockett. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather Let's see what we got. So right now, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. I had an accident report on Beverly Parkway early this hour that has seemingly subsided. We do have another accident report, though, that's now causing congestion both ways. This is if you're on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be just west of Weller Avenue. Be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, your main problems are going to be on the beaches. If you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach and head towards Gulf Breeze Parkway, you're going to have some very severe issues there. Also, if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach and get to Navarre Parkway, we've got a lot of problems in that area as well. Those spring breakers are wild, I tell you what. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards that same bridge, though, trying to pass it towards Highway 87, we've got some backup in that area as well. Let's see. Last main spot's going to be Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, you're just going to have some typical evening traffic causing you problems there.
Beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 438 here at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 78 degrees. Can't complain at all about that. Down to 50 tonight. Mostly clear skies as well. Blue Angels practicing for the first time this afternoon, or I should say this morning. So big crowds out there at NAS Pensacola and the surrounding areas to see them. Awesome stuff. 440 here as we press on, taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today. Austin, anything catch your eye?
Well, we'll start with what's going on tonight on TV. We'll start with NBA. ESPN doubleheader, you got the Clippers at 76ers at 6:30. That's going to be followed by Suns at Nuggets at 9. Also at 6:30 on TNT, we've got the Bruins at Lightning facing off in the NHL. And then in college men's basketball, we've got the second half of the NIT quarterfinals on ESPN2. That's going to be UNLV and Seton Hall at 6 o'clock, followed by Virginia Commonwealth and Utah at 8 o'clock. And if you just smacked your head against the steering wheel going, nobody cares about NIT, don't worry, Sweet 16 begins tomorrow. Speaking of teams that are typically too good for the NIT, Kentucky had some news. John Calipari will be returning as Kentucky's men's basketball coach next season. That's according to University AD Mitch Barnhart. He announced that yesterday. The clarification comes after the Wildcats lost to a 14-seed Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Under Calipari, the Cats haven't made it past the second round since the 18-19 season, and they've just won one title, which is now 12 years old. Joe, you and I have discussed before John Calipari's job security. Do you think this is a good move, bad move? What's up?
Well, they're paying him a lot of money to win a game in the NCAA tournament. I understand
against Oakland.
I understand just how difficult it is to win national titles in college basketball. I mean, the greats, Mike Krzyzewski, who certainly the greatest coach of our lifetime, he won what, 3 in his entire career at Duke?
I think maybe something like that.
It is very hard to win, but with the amount of talent disparity that Kentucky will have over almost every team that they come across, you got to do better than that. So I think this is a one-year prove-it year, and then we'll see after that. But it's a lifetime contract, right?
I do remember hearing something about that, yeah. I don't know. I mean, historically, you just got to look at the standard of the program. They've got like anywhere from like 6 to 8 titles all time.
There also is the question, too, of who out there in the coaching world, whether it's NBA or college, could Kentucky put down on a list that say this person is definitively and guaranteed to be better than what we have right now.
Yeah.
And unless you're getting signals that maybe a Brad Stevens, a Billy Donovan, those types, those would be the only two names that I would give.
Yeah.
And there's no indication because Billy Donovan's still coaching in the NBA, I believe.
I believe he's still with the Bulls. And I was about to say, the Bulls have kind of struggled. That's kind of been a failed project. So he
and
could
Brad
maybe
Stevens
go back to
isn't even coaching. He's in the front office in Boston. Right. You know, been part of building the best team in the league right now. So
those are definitely two very formidable
You
names
would say
there.
They were betwixt. Between a rock and a hard place.
Perhaps I would. Sorry, I don't have my Merriam-Webster's with me like you do, but yes, perhaps. Let's see, women's basketball. Ice Cube has confirmed that Iowa Hawkeyes star Caitlin Clark has been offered $5 million to play in his Big Three league that he's co-founded. Oh, okay. The deal would pay her significantly more than a WNBA contract would, and at a fraction of the play time. I think, what, she'd be playing like 10 games or
you
something?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know much about the Big Three. Isn't this just like a summer type deal? League?
Well, that's the thing. I was doing my research on it, and it said she would be playing like anywhere from 8 to 10 games.
Okay.
And that she'd be paid, obviously, $5 million. I mean, you compare that to, I think I saw a figure saying that WNBA is their annual salary is around like, $300K.
I think the rookie contract, it starts at like $72,000
wow.
or something. And then year four, it's like 90-something. I couldn't tell you what it is after that.
But see, that's the thing. I mean, that's
the WNBA huge. Would be stupid to say, hey, you can't do this.
Absolutely. That would be a bad look for the league for sure. And that's the thing. We're in a position where we don't really know if Clark herself is open to the deal, and we don't know whether the WNBA's collective bargaining agreement would, you know, hinder it at all. I guess we'll have to see more of that as time goes on. Just a couple more headlines here. In the MLB, opening day for the Braves is already postponed. That's thanks to weather in Philadelphia. The team says they'll now play Friday starting at 3:05 Eastern. That's 2:05 local time. And I believe Mets and Brewers was postponed as well. In the NFL, Broncos are signing former Detroit Lions wide receiver Josh Reynolds. That's according to Adam Schefter. Recently being third on the team's receiving charts in both yards and touchdowns, he was a vital piece to Detroit's impressive offense last season. They're doing whatever they can to make up for that huge loss of Russell Wilson to my Pittsburgh Steelers there. And lastly, right before traffic and weather together, NCAA President Charlie Baker is calling for a ban on college prop bets. That's bets not related to the final score of a game. In states with legal sports wagering, per ESPN, Baker said, quote, sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity and competition and leading to student-athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets. That is the entire quote there. His statement comes just after Raptors forward Jontay Porter's prop bets turned heads in the NBA. We touched on that just yesterday. Joe, just real quickly, yay or nay on this? On college prop bets. You're torn. A fork in the road, some might say.
I mean, what did I say yesterday? The horse is out of the barn?
Yes.
The ship has left
like that.
The port.
You said the we are...
The train has left the station.
It was something like that, yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah, I mean, that is a bummer. I hope this isn't exploited like it's been so far, continuously, that is, especially for kids. 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, just a few spots of note right now. Pine Forest Road has some backups if you are traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, but nothing too out of the ordinary there. Still have some backups on Beverly Parkway, just west of Frontier Motors. Accident report there that's still causing some hiccups in traffic. And we also had one on Gulf Beach Highway. This is just west of Weller Avenue, still causing heavy backups both ways there. So be on the lookout for that, especially if you are traveling westbound. That is going to have you backed up to, let's see here, what is that? Fairfield Drive. So that is heavily backed up at this time. Traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway. This is if you're traveling towards the intersection with Highway 98. You're going to have some backups over there as well. And then the last major ones are the beaches. If you're trying to get over the bridge off of Pensacola Beach into Gulf Breeze, you're going to have some problems there. And if you're trying to get off Navarre Beach onto Navarre Parkway, you're going to have problems in that area as well.
Beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, 4:46 now on News Radio, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Dollar Tree is raising its prices again. In an earnings call, the company said it would add hundreds of new items to its shelves, but at higher price points. Now, the higher end of prices sold at Dollar Tree will be $7. The company's CEO said prices will start at $1.50.
So the more the prices go up, the less the name matters.
That's right.
Just like the Big Ten. The Costco food court may soon be for members only. Shopping at Costco requires an annual membership fee of $60, but members and non-members alike have been able to enjoy the discount hot dogs and pizza slices at the retailer's popular food courts. Some Costcos, however, are now posting signs saying effective April 8th, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from the food court.
On Monday, California's minimum wage will increase by law from $16 to $20 per hour.
Wow.
And that has many restaurants scrambling to juggle expenses and prices. Enter hospitality and restaurant robots.
Okay, when you talk to a restaurant owner about that, it's like $15 per day, and I have that working 24/7, and it's there every day. It will never call in sick, will never talk back to customers, will never sit on social media in the back. That's a very appealing value proposition.
That's Robot Lab CEO Elad Inbar. He says they've deployed tens of thousands of robots worldwide for customers like IHOP, Denny's, and Buffalo Wild Wings. The robots greet customers, show them to their tables, take orders, deliver food, bus tables, and they even cook as well.
Oh, man.
The first time somebody encounters one of these robots at a restaurant here in Pensacola, please let me know so I can come see it for myself.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And look, whatever your views on this whole discussion is with minimum wage and all, people knew this was going to happen. The more you have to pay these folks, the more they're going to try to replace you. And it seems like robots, at least in California or anywhere else that's doing minimum wage like that, could be the first victims. Trader Joe's is raising banana prices for the first time in more than two decades. The price of one banana is going up from 19 cents to 23 cents, whatever shall we do. The previous banana price was popular and was the winner of one of Trader Joe's Customer Choice Awards. We can't have anything, Joe.
That's right. Well, we could have Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's. That's
well, there's
what's
something
going to happen.
All right.
Customers will be able to buy three kinds of Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's: original glazed, chocolate iced, cream filled, and chocolate iced with sprinkles. Sign me up for the chocolate iced with sprinkles. The rollout will start later this year, and they'll be available nationwide by the end of 2026. The donuts will be sold individually and in packs of six.
That's kind of like what Tom Thumb does. That's cool.
Okay.
Let's see. Just a couple of quick pop culture notes here. If you can't be at Billy Joel's 100th Madison Square Garden show tomorrow night, you can watch it on TV in a few weeks. CBS will air the performance on April 14th. Joel announced his decade-long Madison Square Garden residency will conclude this summer.
Oh, the big story. Somebody in or near New Jersey has a lottery ticket worth more than $1 billion.
The law in New Jersey says that winners of the lottery can remain anonymous. So we might not ever. I'll know. Hopefully, we'll have that ticket claim. I'll know who won the lottery, but we can't tell the press and the public who won that ticket.
It sold in New Jersey, matching all six numbers last night. The next drawing, back at $20 million. Yes or no, nationwide, all states, the winner of Mega Millions, Powerball, whatever, should be anonymous.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Sean Diddy Combs is declaring his innocence following raids of both his Los Angeles and Miami homes Monday. And no really surprise there. In a statement given to Fox News Digital, Diddy's attorney said that Monday involved a, quote, gross overuse of military-level force in executing the search warrants. The statement went on to say that neither Diddy nor his family members have been arrested or had their travel ability restricted.
And finally, new details today on Beyoncé's country album. She'll cover Dolly Parton's Jolene as she revealed the track list for Cowboy Carter on Instagram today. Along with previously released singles Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, the post appears to feature around two dozen song titles, including American Requiem, My Rose, and Oh Louisiana. It also shows the names of country legends Willie Nelson, Linda Martell, and Dolly Parton, but it's not clear if they will appear on the album.
If they do, I think that kills the not country debate. That's as country as you get.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. You would be the expert on that. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news to finish up hour number one coming up next.
Let's be honest. Nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Before we get to traffic and weather here, 4:54 at News Radio 92.3, a little bit of breaking local news here this afternoon. Got documents from an Okaloosa County judge today.
Okay.
Regarding Commissioner Jeff Bragosch and the county's lawsuit regarding the text messages that he alleges were stolen. So if you're not familiar or just need a bit of refreshing here, Bragosch and the county had sued the PNJ, Jonathan Owens, as well as Alex Arduini, requesting a writ of rep levin. In layman's terms, that is, they sought the judge to order them to return the text messages. Okaloosa County judge denying the request today, saying in a preliminary ruling, quote, "No evidence was presented that indicated any physical media at issue in this matter was the property of Escambia County." The judge also says that while the PNJ has possession of the download, no evidence was introduced that they engaged in illicit or illegal conduct to obtain possession. So that's the latest there. Of course, it is important to note this is the only the first step of that lawsuit. So just wanted to get that in here before we send things off to Channel 3 at the top of the hour. 4:55, final check of the roads and weather for the 4 o'clock hour.
Well, let's see. We'll start with the real biggin' right now. If you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway, that is just past Weller Avenue, we have an accident there that's causing very severe backups going both ways, but especially in the westbound lanes, of course. That's going to have you backed up well past Fairfield Drive, so that is still heavily congested at this time. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, we've still got some pretty severe backups in that area there. Outside of that, it's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River into downtown Milton. And if you're trying to get off of either Pensacola or Navarre Beach, we've got a lot of backups there trying to get over those bridges and onto Gulf Breeze and Navarre Parkway.
Beautiful weather rolls on across the area. Weak little cold front moves in tonight through Thursday morning. You'll see low temperatures drop into the 50s and upper 40s area-wide Thursday and Friday. High temperatures also take a dive, too, down into the lower 70s. Breezy conditions as well with sunny skies. This weekend looks nice. Highs warm back into the mid to upper 70s as mostly sunny skies continue. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. 4:56 here at News Radio. If you're just checking in with us on this fine Wednesday, a quick recap of today's top three stories. NTSB has recovered data from the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing its collapse early yesterday. Six people, of course, still presumed dead. Crews were resuming recovery efforts today as well. An appeals court from New Orleans issuing a ruling that keeps the Texas law on hold that would allow police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border. And the White House says the high-stakes meeting with Israeli officials in Washington is back on now, as the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to go forward with that meeting. Looking at some of the more wackier stuff in the news, Austin, are you a wiener expert?
Perhaps biologically, but outside of that, the line gets pretty thin. Why do you ask?
Well, if you would have said yes, I have the job for you.
Oh, really?
Gambling site BetUS is looking to hire one person to visit all 30 Major League ballparks and check out the hot dogs at each one. That's right. Wow. We were talking about hot dogs this whole time. You'll get to taste test them, and you have to measure each one for length, diameter, and weight. They'll buy they'll buy your game tickets, cover your travel, and you get $2,500. For good measure, you'll get a $500 MLB Shop gift card and a subscription to MLB TV. You can apply on their website. All you need to do is give them your name, email, and a short pitch on why you should be picked. I did that this afternoon.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, okay, that's something we'll have to monitor. Yeah, I don't think that's worth it, personally.
Oh, come on. Memories and going to all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums on their dime?
That sounds so
get
tiring.
Out of
it's,
here.
So it's all on their dime, every part of that, all of it.
Were you listening?
Well,
buy your tickets, they cover your travel, and you get $2,500.
Okay. Yes, I glossed over that part. I just saw the $2,500. I just saw the number. So that is my bad. I should have been listening. I should have been listening better. Important distinction. Quick good news story here. Two Russian schoolboys are being hailed as heroes following this past weekend's attack at the Crocus City Hall in Moscow. 14-year-old Artyom Donsky and 15-year-old Islam Kalilov, forgive me, were working as cloakroom attendants at the concert hall when the gunmen began firing on concertgoers. The two boys helped lead people away from dead-end hallways and locked maintenance doors and get out through exits. Islam told reporters, quote, "I understood that if I didn't react, many people, including me, would lose their lives." He was reportedly the last one to leave the venue, not leaving anyone behind.
Very good there. That's where we'll leave hour number one in the books. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now, back in about 10 minutes, for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.